And just before he was getting ready to ascend to his heavenly Father, he gathered his disciples together to give them one last instruction. He orders them, very strong word, he orders them, do not leave Jerusalem. I don't want you to go anywhere. I don't want you to do anything. I just want you to wait. I want you to wait and pray for the promise of the Father. 9 days they prayed. In fact, this is where we get the very first novena. 9 days they pray for the promise of the Father. And what came? I'll tell you what came. A strong wind came. Tongues of fire came. Sounded like a train. Echoing the words of John the Baptist so long ago on the River Jordan. I baptize you for repentance of your sins with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandals I can't even carry. And he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, rushing wind. And in that moment, the fragile belief became rock-solid faith. And cowering, denying Peter, became bold, proclaiming Peter. And when he stepped out on that balcony and gave that homily, he converted 3,000 people. Man, I'd love to have a copy of that homily. And they were astounded and in amazement, asked, are not all these people speaking Galileans? How is it that we all hear them in our native language? Well, I'll tell you how, because they had the Spirit. And the Spirit's going to meet you where you're at, my friend. You carry the love of Christ in your heart. You're filled with the Spirit, you go out in this world, it'll cut through all barriers. I've seen it. They might not have understood it. That's okay. The mission had begun. And it's a mission that continues today through you. And what's that mission? To carry the message. And what's the message? Well, the message is that God loves you. Not mankind, but you personally. Not only that, but God wants to live through you in relationship. And how do we carry that message? Through the Holy Spirit. Without, we can do nothing.